This is RSB&B Update, episode 157, recorded Thursday, June 19th, 2008. The Poll Poll. Hi, Brad. How are you today?
Wow, that was a quick start.
I know.
And we went from not starting to starting in a very quick time.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
That's good. I've just been practicing, because, you know, I think the whole RSB&B update thing's getting kind of old, you know? So I figure why not try something new and just surprise you, make sure you're actually still awake.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll freshen the show.
Yeah, so...
Not!
Anything interesting been happening in this absence of RuneScape updates this week?
The European football tournament has been going on.
Is England winning?
England didn't even qualify for it.
Oh, why not? I thought they were supposed to.
No, they didn't. They got knocked out in the group stages. Because they're crap.
So who knocked them out?
This is going to be really embarrassing. Croatia and Russia. Shut up. It was a European competition. Anyway, let's just get on with the show because we don't want to talk about my nation's shortcomings in football.
Well, maybe you should move away. I know a good nation that starts with Can and ends with Ada that would be willing to let you in.
I don't want to go to Canada. They'd never let me in there. I'm a crazy mofo.
Well,
I never get past security.
You've been to Calgary before.
I was young.
So what? That still counts.
I wasn't as right-wing as I am now.
Well, you'd go well in Calgary. That's actually what they're all... They're all, like, horse-riding... They're all horse-riding conservatives in Calgary. Anyways, so time to get going here. First off, the Development Diary. A new look at RuneScape, Part 2. So, what do you think?
I think the graphics look very impressive. It looks like a whole different game almost.
Yeah, look at the Paterdomus. That looks actually kind of spooky, actually.
Hopefully with the increase in the graphical quality, it'll also give those sort of areas, like the barrows, which is
a
obviously supposed
life.
To be... Yeah, it's sort of give them more atmosphere, because I suppose they were originally created to be quite scary and...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, sort of, but they... Never really looked at it because of the graphics.
Where is this area, the second one with the water? It says in the footnote, whoever grabbed this boat on Harmony Island was clearly too
well
busy
done.
Looking at the water.
Read and you shall find.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
But they all look very impressive. The water, the lighting, the shadows.
Yeah, for instance, one thing I find really interesting is the way their map scores have four levels numbered 0 to 3, 0 being ground, 3 is typical of the roofs, and you know, started by making 0, and they actually added another level, so now they have 5, 0 to 4. So that's interesting. We started by making level 0, the underworld, and shifting all the levels up by 1, so we had levels 0 to 4. So you know, instead of 1 to 5, that's how computer people talk. They start counting at 0, which actually makes more sense if you think about it, right?
If you say so, I'll just believe you without question.
All the small things. I don't know. You know, it does... There. I was asking, remember last week I was asking about this, what areas had not been updated yet? They said that new improved version of Lumbridge, Alcard, East and West Ardrogue, and Castle Wars. So, those areas have not been updated. And I think the Ardrogue area... encompasses some of the dungeons. Like, you remember from that one quest where you get the Armadale pendant and stuff?
Oh, yes, yes.
I think
yes,
that would
quite.
Be accompanied there. But Lumbridge Castle looks excellent, if I do say so myself, on that.
It all looks very good, yeah.
Enough to make you come back for a bit?
Well, once it's graphically updated, I'll certainly log on and see what it's like.
And come back and play.
Around.
And get 99 fishing.
No, that's never going to happen.
Why not?
The only thing I would possibly do is I'd get 98 and I'd finish like
Oh.
1x away, and I would never get it, and
Oh.
I would be
No.
famous for never getting
No.
99 fishing.
No. No, 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 no. And the updated player model? That looks good. Your player actually has eyes now that aren't just little slits in their head.
It does look like a very realistic face.
And the eyebrows, actually, too, so.
Yeah, the
Good for
helmet as
that.
well.
Mod Farley says, it feels more like you're in the world now instead of looking at it through a window.
Mod Farley is an idiot with a stupid name.
Anyway, so. Mod Nick also says all the new engine updates have been just little pieces of the puzzle. They all need putting together for the full effect, preferably in full screen mode. You know, that's something I'm kind of worried about, is that I hope full screen mode will have a windowed version, because otherwise that would be rather annoying.
Yeah, well, now, this is the problem for some of the people who play World of Warcraft, full screen. They want to talk on MSN browse forums, but it does have a windowed mode, so it's. But I know a lot of people who play full screen and just tab out. But
Oh yeah. Or if you have a second screen.
yeah, but I don't know whether this is just me, but when I had two screens, if I had a full screen application on one, I couldn't use the other. It would
Oh
display.
right. You couldn't move the
Yeah.
mouse over. That's right. So this should be interesting. And we've also seen the first picture of the new interfaces. It kind of resembles the WoW interface, if I do say so myself.
Well, several other people have said this, but the majority of MMORPG games interfaces are all very similar. I mean, I played a trial the other week for Lord of the Rings Online, shameful as it is to say. And their interface is almost a carbon copy of World of Warcraft's. RuneScapes is a bit different, obviously owing to the game differences, but and they've got to base what they've got off something, haven't they? And
Hey.
it does look a lot better, I think, than the standard interface.
I
I'd
know.
prefer if that was is that going to be available in the full screen mode
Well,
and the original mode, or
probably
just full
not, because
screen?
there's no room on the current applet for it.
Well, yeah, quite. Yes, quite. Yes.
You're loopy.
Yes.
Oh, you know what I noticed? Zoom in to the little attack icon down below on that interface picture.
Yep.
Look at it.
In a second. What is this, the picture of?
The two swords that are crossed next to the overall icon. On the one image, you see? Brad?
Yeah, I see it. I muted myself.
Oh.
I see it.
It's not. Tell me what's wrong with that cross swords picture.
It looks a bit wonky.
No, it's not centered properly. That's the problem.
Oh, it's not centered properly. That's a bit shoddy.
It needs to be moved a few pixels to the right. So, I don't know, I just noticed that. The other ones look to be centered okay. That one's just a bit off. But I notice those kind of things. You know, 1 pixel, I can pretty much see
Yeah,
that.
it's a bit sad, Shane. A bit sad. Bit sad.
So are we looking forward to this?
Yeah, very much so. I think it's pretty much a fail-safe good update. I mean, you could probably already say, unless something goes drastically wrong with it, it's going to be a 5 out of 5 update.
Yeah, I hope so too. And then also, altogether, I am massively pleased with this update, but there's always more we can do. RuneScape needs to constantly evolve to remain a state-of-the-art online game, so we're already planning for future graphical improvements.
That's what she said.
That's what Andrew Gower said.
Oh, right.
So, we can only wait. I think we're about 2 weeks away, and you'll sadly be out of town when that happens.
Oh, well.
Anyways,
You know?
we
Oh,
should
well.
also mention
Shame.
it'll require a 1.5 gigahertz processor, 256 megabytes of RAM, and a 64 megabyte graphics card with GeForce 3 or higher, so pretty much everyone now who has a dedicated graphics card will be fine. So
How about people with built-in graphics?
I'm not sure. We'll be able to test that because I'm using built-in graphics on my Windows computer. It runs Vista fine, so it should be able to run RuneScape, you know?
You know, in the past, RuneScape had somewhat of a reputation as, you know, could run on pretty much any computer, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, almost any computer, as long as you run Java.
When I first started RuneScape back then, in my house, we had a P4 2.4 GHz and a P3 933 MHz. It really was unplayable on high detail on the 933 MHz, even though the specification for that is only 533.
Yeah, but I'm saying not all computers have independent graphics cards.
Well, most do now, because there's this little thing called Vista where companies had to make it so that they could display their nice little shiny glass effects. So that's part of the reason, but anyways, yes. Onwards and upwards. Pay by phone for Netherlands and Belgium. That one's for Southern and the Netherlands.
Pay by Holland phone. Are doing well in the football.
Oh, they are?
Yep.
Interesting. So, good if you live in one of those two countries. And now, time for the poll. This one, I like this one. It's called the poll poll.
The poll poll. And the poll pop poll.
Okay, explain that.
Okay, I'm just going to read. Pol Pot, no, Salaroth Sar, also known as Pol Pot, was the leader of the right communist movement known as the Khmer Rouge, which roughly means Red Khmer Tribe, based on the proponents of Rouge, the French for Red, and blah, 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 blah. He was a communist leader in Cambodia.
Africa.
Right. No, Cambodia's Asia.
Oh, I thought Cambodia was Africa.
You sounded just like Britney Spears saying Japan was in Africa.
What?
You dumbass North Americans.
Anyway, question one. How often do you vote in polls? 41% say they vote in every poll, 34% in most polls, 15% sometimes, and 5%, this is the first poll I have voted in.
Where's the option that says only when Shane tells me to for the update? Because that would be the one I would click.
We don't have that option.
It's a shame we don't.
Question two, please.
Question two, which of the following polls do you enjoy? Please click all that apply. Okay, I'll read out all the options. Polls about in-game content is the winner with 75% of the vote. Player-submitted polls, 46. What would you do, polls, 46. Polls about you and your interests, 43. Quizzes, 32. Questions from RuneScape characters, 30. Other, 25. I can't read. Polls about website features, 21, and customer support polls, 17%. I pity the boring 17% that enjoy customer support polls. You sad people.
You know what I did not check on this list?
What?
I did not check customer support.
Good.
Questions from RuneScape characters. And quizzes. And the interest polls. And the what would you do polls. I hate those. They seem like a waste of time and don't serve a purpose, you know?
Yeah, I think the only really interesting ones are probably the ones about the in-game content. The player-submitted ones can be good, but sometimes they can be bad. And the interest ones
Guaranteed content.
I like the interest ones because often if you get questions like, you know, what games consoles do you play or, you know, what are your main interests, you get a good sort of view of the RuneScape demographic.
Yeah, that is kind of actually true. Andrew Gower wants to port RuneScape to the Wii.
Is that true or are you just bullshitting me?
No, I heard that once from someone who said that he said that once.
Reputable source or just bullshit?
I think you said it.
I didn't say it.
Yeah, you did, like ages ago, like earlier this year.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't, you liar.
Yes, you did.
Give me some proof that I said that, seriously.
Go listen to the old episodes and you'll hear.
Bearing in mind, if I said that, it was probably joking. Because bearing in mind, 90% of what I say is bullshit.
Anyways, next one. Which of the following would you like to see a guaranteed content puller out about? 64% say updates to existing skills, which is actually quite needed in my opinion. New locations, 57%. Holiday events, 51%. Minigames, 49%. Quests, 45%. Guilds, 44%. Come on. Farming guild.
Now, I think the most interesting would be new locations.
I don't
I think
know. But I just wanted to see the
I think that'd
skills.
be a bit.
Whoa.
Sorry, my headphones came off my head.
You know, like, tell me something though. Skills have not, like, the main, like, the skilling skills have not been updated for a long time, right?
Yeah.
So I would like to see a good batch of hearty updates to these skills to, like, you know, like more farming crops, for example, or more crafting things.
No, Shane, never gonna happen.
Why not?
Because I said so, and I control. I don't think. I don't know, really. I mean, what are you saying? The sort of the gathering skills, for example, need things that can be gathered at 99 or at 90 or
No,
95
like
or.
just the like the transformation skills, the secondary skills. The primary skills are fine. Woodcutting, fishing, mining, those ones are fine. But I'm talking about the transformation, secondary skills, herb lore, farming,
Oh,
cooking,
all the skills you
etc.
like. No, get
No,
off.
no,
Get
no,
off. Get
like
away. They already have more things than woodcutting, fishing, mining.
No, I'm not saying primary skills. The primary skills are fine. I'm talking about the
No, I'm
inter
saying the secondary skills don't need any more
Why
updates because they already
not?
they've had them semi-regularly.
Like, okay, what was the last herb lore update?
I wouldn't know.
Barbarian
But
potions last year.
so that's not as bad as the last time they added a new type of ore to the game, is it?
That's never been done before, a new type of ore.
Exactly.
But
Stop moaning.
they added a new type of wood this February.
So?
The eucalyptus log. And as for fish, last new fish was monkfish, I believe.
That was a fairly long time ago, so
See?
I don't agree with you that just
Update
the
the
second.
skills in
No,
general.
la 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 la.
I can edit you out.
I can edit you out, bitch.
Anyways, the least favorite is Lores and Histories. Who the heck would have said that?
Yeah, that's very very boring. People selected that. If you did select that, I'm sorry, but you are very boring.
So that's all we got for RuneScape updates this week, folks. On to questions. We got two audio questions this week. First one is from Kirby.
Hey Shane and Brad, my question is, what will be the first three things that you check out once the graphical update is released? Keep up the great shows, Kirby.
You first.
I don't know really. I just the game world in general. I'd like to see
Fishing
how the.
Guild?
Yeah, I guess so. Since I spent a lot of time there, but I think it'd be interesting to see. I just want to see how sort of the open expanses of land look as opposed to the big cities.
Okay. So nowhere in specific then?
No, there's not one specific place I'm dying to see.
I'll tell you where I'm going. First
Where?
thing will be to my farming patches.
New farming patches.
Then I'll be going to the Elven Forest, because that place has always been nice, so it'll be even nicer after. And then after that, I don't know. Maybe like a Slayer Tower or something. See how that looks. So that's where I'm going.
So yeah.
Anyways, thank you, Kirby. Excellent question. Brad's just going to go in general. You want to come with me on a walk when it comes out?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Next one is from Shvanine.
Hello there, Shane Brad. Here's my question for you. If you had never started playing RuneScape, what do you think you would be in your life right now? Personally, I think I'd be playing a lot
A
more
better
Xbox
person.
360 and stuff like that, but what would you guys be doing?
I don't know what I'd be doing. It's a difficult question. Maybe I would have. No, I honestly don't know if my life would have
You
been any
would have
different.
went like smoking or something.
No, I would never smoke. I'm not an idiot.
You wouldn't have met me.
I was going to apologize for calling smokers idiots then, but I thought, no, it's true. If I didn't play RuneScape, I'd probably just play another game. So it doesn't really like to.
Wow.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think I just would
You
have played another game.
you've always been one for MMORPGs. For as long as I've known you, you're always testing ones out, you know?
Well, yeah, I played Lord of the
Meant.
Rings Online the other week. That was a dire game, by the way. If anybody
Okay.
thinks Lord of the Rings Online looks like a good game, I might try it. Don't. It's boring and terrible. It's like a WoW clone.
Remember
It's not
that
good as
Dofus
WoW.
game you played that time?
Oh, that was horrible. That was a flash game. I don't know why I played that.
What else have you played? Yeah, so,
I
360.
generally do like to test a lot of MMORPG games out. There's a new one in a. There's a new Warhammer MMORPG that's due out later this year. I'll probably play that when it's released to see if it's any good. But
what is Warhammer? I just,
you know, those little plastic models.
No.
You don't know.
No.
Well, it's basically it's sort of a bit like Warcraft, orcs, and it's a bit different. It's sort of like sci-fi, but with orcs.
Interesting. You need to get back your Call of Duty game so I can like shoot you.
So you can kick my ass.
Yeah, exactly. As for me, I'd probably be playing more RTS games on the computer. I always like those, but I never had enough time to get into them, you know? So I would probably be doing more RTS games because I would have more time to do that. So that's what I'd be doing. And maybe 360, I don't know. I've always preferred the PC over a console when it comes to gaming. So that's where I stand. Good question.
So, yeah.
Oh, and I'd still be continuing all my web stuff, you know? That's just the nature of me, you know?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm looking into ways of upgrading the goal signatures a bit to use new capabilities that we have, meanwhile being nice to the server, so that should be interesting. That's about it from Schwa. Thank you. Next one, please.
Sorry, I just had to cough. Right, next question. What are your thoughts on the Mac Mini? Also, what do you think of the websites where you compete offers and refer friends for prizes money? By the way, I love your podcasts. And that question is from Grant.
You want to go first on the Mac Mini?
A waste of money, overpriced. like all the other stuff.
Yeah, right.
Stop doing that.
No. Personally, right now, I'd wait. Maybe if you can wait, I'd hold off for a bit because it hasn't been updated for a while. So I would wait if you're thinking of buying one, if you can wait. But if not, just buy it. It's a good computer. As for it in general, it's not expandable, user serviceable. So if you wanted to get more RAM, you'd have to take it into an Apple store to get them to do that. Or if you're feeling adventurous, you could. But I would have to say it's a good starting Mac computer. It's not overpriced. It's actually fairly decent compared to what you get for, say, $800 from somebody like HP. You get a better computer, no crapware, and you get to use your existing peripherals. So, by all means, go for it if you want.
But doesn't your sister have one?
Yes, she does.
Doesn't she agree it's a waste of money?
No, she likes it. She's the best computer she's ever had.
Oh, well, she's an idiot.
And what about those contest things?
I just think they're out of crap, usually.
Yeah, they're those pyramid things where you have to build people up. They're good at the start, if they actually send you the stuff, but after it's become widespread, it's kind of pointless because there's nobody left. Because you have to get them to sign up and do it as well, so. You know, it's just a matter of time getting in, but I really would not recommend that. Because I know that's one way people like to get their Mac Minis is to use those kind of things, you know? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so that's that. So I would not recommend those. Thank you, Grant.
That's the only way I'd ever get a Mac Mini if it was for free, because I pay that much for it. No way is it worth it.
What?
Even if I was a millionaire, I wouldn't
like
buy a Mac Mini.
Bucks.
No, it's a rip-off price. I'm sorry. It's no. Rip-off. All Mac stuff is... No, it's a rip-off. I want to get Steve Jobs, and I want to rip his throat out. And I say that in the nicest way possible. Anyway, next question. Oh, this is an interesting question. In your opinion, who has been the most entertaining guest to ever be on the show and why? That question is from Total Plocks. Guest, so that rules out myself.
Trekkie.
It would obviously... I was actually thinking Trekkie as well. He usually says some pretty funny stuff.
Yeah, I remember when Construction came out.
His trouble often lies in the fact he says too much, though. He doesn't know when to shut up. But... Yeah, if you're
interested in what we're talking about, listen to the episode when Construction first came out, around 100 episodes ago.
He's a pretty funny guy, yeah.
Yeah, Trekkie. Early in June of 2006.
I was thinking Trekkie as well, so great minds think alike.
Or me, because you know I have that great quote, but anyways, that's beside the point.
Mike's you aren't funny. You're not Mike's funny, and you're not a guest either.
Mike's good.
I wouldn't say Mike has comedic value. He's always got a lot of interesting things to say, but I wouldn't say it. Actually, yeah, I'd say entertaining. Yeah, I'm thinking about this too.
And he's good, and he's to the point, you know?
To the point, unlike you, who danced around the point for 20 minutes making some Star Trek reference.
Hey, you brought it into the show this week, not me.
You brought it into the show this week. Anyway.
What about MQ?
She's only been on twice, hasn't she?
Yeah.
But she's she was alright.
I don't know.
Are we just going around kissing everybody's ass who's ever been on the show?
She doesn't want to come on. Lots of people don't want to come on because they're worried people will hear them recording.
Yeah, great stigma.
Yeah.
It's a shame I have to deal with weekly.
It sounds like you're playing with a zip tie.
I'm playing with a comb.
Can you stop?
Okay.
Thank you.
I was just giving you a comb solo there.
That sounded like you were zipping something up.
Okay.
Thank you, Total Blocks. What is your sleeping schedule on average? How late do you stay awake, and when do you wake up? Also, what's the longest period of time you've ever been awake for from the Xbox Legacy?
Shane can go first.
Oh, okay. How long do I stay awake? Anywhere between 18 and... Yeah, about 18 hours.
18 hours?
Yeah.
About 18 hours.
Oh, please. how late do I stay up? It really depends. 4 to 5 in the summer.
Wow, nice light.
Yeah, you've done it too before. Wake up anywhere between noon and 2.
I'm tired now and it's not even 10
Longest
o'clock.
Longest period I've been awake for? 23 hours. What about you?
Longest period I've been awake? 4 days. Beat that. 70. About 70 hours, I think it was. Then I started getting severe headaches and I slept for about 20 hours. Oh, that was a couple of summers ago. That was summer 2000. I think that was summer 2005.
I remember
that.
That was a long
time ago. I should not have done that.
That's when you first joined and you had other friends in oceanic regions to help you stay awake.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay.
But sleeping schedule. As for my sleeping schedule, it varies. I usually go to sleep from anywhere from 10 till midnight, sometimes a bit later. And I get up anywhere from 7 till... Sorry. Anywhere from 7 till 8, 9.
Or 11 some days.
No... Not that, just Shane. Shane gets up that late. And Shane goes to bed at 5 a.m. and gets up at 6 p.m.
No, I don't do that. Is your microphone fixed now?
Yes.
Good. Interesting question. Thank you, Xbox Legacy. Next one, Brad.
Next question. In RuneScape, there are permanent mutes. Do you think that it's right for Jagex to make something permanent? That's just... personally... I think they should not make mutes permanent because I've been muted for about 2 years and I think I'm a lot more mature than I was when I was 13. I would suggest a 6-month mute limit. So I got permuted for jokingly asking my friend for a social security number. I even said JK after it. So I do not know why I got permuted with no previous offences. That question is from Paracrazy. Well, yeah, Jagex do have the reputation for being hard for no reason. I would have to agree with him. I don't think permutes are a good idea. I think maybe
really?
Muting an account for 6 months, 6 to 12 months, depending on the severity of what they've done, and then they get unmuted. And of course, you know, if they do it again, then maybe then make it perm.
Absolutely, I don't agree with that.
Why not?
You did the crime. You did the time.
In an online game.
Yes, it teaches
don't
you.
It
teaches you that you need to really be aware of your surroundings and always be on your toes, and you can't be joking about these things. I 100% agree that it should be permanent.
Don't be such a dick.
Why?
Because I just feel that
treating things as if they were real life makes it so that I just feel that everything should be treated as if it was real life. That's just the way I see things. and the way I see things. If you don't like, you're fine to disagree with me on that, but that's just the way I see things. You know? So, anyways, yes. Brad, did you mute yourself? I think
no.
You did. Oh, okay. You don't think it should be permanent?
No, I think, you know, you should give them 6 to 12 months of being muted and then unmute them. And if they do something to warrant being muted again, then by all means, then give them a permanent mute.
I don't agree with that.
Well, I don't agree with your face.
If it's offensive enough, it should be an instant mute right away.
Don't. No, your face. Your face, man. Your face.
So that's my thought.
I think I won that debate just by saying
no,
your
didn't.
Face.
You didn't. We'll debate this more later about
your face
and whatnot.
Your
anyways,
face.
Thank you, Power Crazy. Do you think FTP will get a new skill soon? They haven't gotten one in 4.5 years from Flash.
No, you don't pay, you don't get anything.
Yeah, I have to agree with that, you know? Like, the ad revenue that Free-to-Play generates is probably more than enough to keep Free-to-Play running, but you guys don't pay for anything. Members pay. So if members paid and you guys took the developers away from the member side to develop a new skill for all, members would feel cheated all around, you know? So it's just like that. Nothing in life is free, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. The only thing that's free is like air. And maybe like, yeah, I think air is the only thing that's free. What else?
Love is free.
Okay, love. No, not necessarily. What if you, like, pay by, like, dying or something?
Are you suggesting prostitution is an example of love?
No. Pay by dying. Like, die somehow in, like, after...
Well, it's free. You don't pay money. It's free. Don't be pedantic.
Yeah, but what happens if somebody kills you?
Don't be pedantic. Don't be pedantic.
That was from Flash. Nothing is free in life, sadly.
Except me. I'm free.
Okay. Okay, continue on.
Continue on. Do you think that Free-to-Play will... Oh, sorry, we've done that question. What is your opinion of Pures? I think we all know about Shane's opinion of Pures. Do you think it's right for someone to level 32 to have 60 strength, or someone level 66 to have 94 mage, 99 strength, 70 range, etc.? That question, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name. It's ITAGGERUNG. I don't have a problem with Pures, because what they lack in, no, I mean, what they gain in the strengths of, you know, having high strength, you know, mage, whatever, they lack in the fact that they have very low defense. So,
Yeah, so if you just hit them quick and hard enough, you can take them out.
That's what she said.
And then, you know, they complain about this, but true, that's how you chose to be, right?
Yeah, so yeah.
So that
I don't see a problem with it.
But as for their attitude, I'd say a good percentage of them are stuck up and think they're the superior, when really they're not anymore, you know? I just hope they all quit after this whole wilderness thing, you know? I just can't stand, like, anywhere where there's a good number of, like, people have a chance of seeing one that's a lower level. I run with chat off now. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Because last time I was doing my herb lore thing and sitting in a bank, and I get, like, at least one person every 15 minutes coming up to me. If I talked to them, I would not be any further ahead, and, like, one of them accused me of being an autoer. So I just play with chat off now.
I bet he was jealous of you. I bet he was jealous of your RuneScape skills.
Oh, probably, you know? Level 121.
I was kidding.
Are you jealous of my RuneScape skills?
That should be the title of this episode. Are you jealous of my RuneScape skills?
Why?
Because it's a good title.
Okay, maybe. We'll see. So,
are you jealous?
Anything else?
No, I'm... No.
Okay. What are your opinions about a non-neutral internet from AndyMaster24?
it would be terrible, and I would jump out the window and kill myself.
Yeah, you know, I do have to agree that net neutrality is something that's important. You've seen people around say that you're going to have to pay to access certain websites and whatnot, but there's no way that can be enforced, even if it was just an American policy. Are the Americans going to try and push this down the throats of everyone who uses the internet? I sure as hell
Excuse
hope not.
Me, do you not know America? They try and push, you know, what they want down everybody's throats.
I know, but they will try, and it's not going to be possible. That's the very nature of the internet, is that it's independent, but, you know, it still poses a problem, even if the U.S. does it, because a vast number of packets go through the U.S., because that's where the main data centers are, and that's how internet traffic gets routed around, so net neutrality has to happen. You know, you can charge people more if they want to download more and whatnot. I'm fine with that, you know? But don't go limiting websites and cutting off service to people without telling them. That's just wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's wrong, dilly, wrong, wrong.
Yeah, so, you know, that's one thing where I'm open to change on. But anyways, absolutely has to happen. Anything else on this?
No, nothing else.
Okay. Hi, Shane, Brad, and anyone else. I'm wondering what you thought of how accents are used to portray characteristics in movies like German and Russian for villains, and also if you have any favorite accents from 99887. The English accent.
But I'd have to say my favorite accent has got to be South African.
Really?
Just the way they sound. It's like a sort of... I can't impersonate a South African, but it's an amazing accent.
I like the Russian ones.
Shane likes Russians.
No, Russian accents.
Shane likes Russian.
I can't do a Russian accent right now. That sounds more like German, don't you think?
Yeah, it does sound...
That sounded more like German, but I don't know. It's something that comes... I can't do it when I choose to. It's just, it comes, you know?
That's what she said.
And I'm not going to do a Swedish accent. But
no, don't. Okay, next question. What is this?
No. How are they portrayed in movies and stuff?
I have no idea. I don't really care.
I don't know. So your favorite accent is English?
South African.
Okay. And mine is Russian. Thank you, 99887. Last question.
999. What do you think is the most disgusting, sickening, sorry, is the word not disgusting? What do you think is the most sickening sound any of you have heard? That question is from Stephen. Shane's girly laughter.
No.
Shane's girly laughter, yes,
what
that's
else?
It. That wins hands down.
No. Come on, be realistic.
Shane's girly laughter.
No, be realistic.
Be realistic. Be realistic. Okay. I'll vote for that. Be realistic. Be realistic. Okay, Shane, I'll be realistic.
Seriously? Come on. Be serious here. Which one?
Be realistic. Probably, I don't know. I hate the sound of children screaming. I was in Cheltenham today, which is a town near where I live, and I was walking along, and there was a little girl, must have been about 5 or 6, and her mother and this kid would not shut up, and I swear to God, in the end I actually walked faster to get away from them, because this kid, I swear to God, if I'd had less self-control, that child would, you know, be dead, because it was just so annoying the way it kept going on and shouting and screaming. I just wanted to kill it.
But you used to be like that at one point.
No, I was never that bad.
You sure?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I'm a good boy.
Oh, as for me, I don't know. The chalkboard sound always gets me, you know? Can you rub against a chalkboard even if it's just accidentally? What else? Anything high-pitched that comes near my ear. That's bad. So, anyways, that question was from Steven. Thank you. Brad?
Tech news, I take it?
Yes. Did you mute yourself?
Yes, sorry.
Okay. Firefox 3 has been launched. 8 million downloads in 24 hours.
Woo! We win. We
yes, I know.
Are
There's
the champions.
This thing on the article that says Mozilla chairwoman Mitchell Baker's speech was broadcast live from Seoul, Korea, over the internet to all of Mozilla's offices. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Mitchell a male name?
What's her is that her first name?
Mitchell, yes. First name.
What's her whole
chairwoman.
Name?
I thought Mitchell was a male name, but I just
it
not
could
sure.
Be male or female. It could be a very mannish.
Okay, so anyways, I just figured I'd point that out as it grabbed my attention. But over 8 million downloads, so definitely something to be proud of. If you downloaded Firefox, good on you. If not, you'll have to wait again until Firefox 4, which will be sometime, I don't know when, probably 2009, 2010, who knows. But yes. And also there's a link on this page here of why you should download Firefox 3 right now with a list of features, which I feel does a good job at explaining why Firefox is good. And also they have had an exact download counter. Let me just pull it up here and let me tell you how many people England got. Canada had 329,000 downloads so far.
Okay.
England had 459,000.
Yes, we win. You lose. You lose, Canada.
The U.S. had 3.58 million.
America wins.
Germany had over 1 million. Brazil had 260,000, and overall over 12 million downloads so far, and 1698 downloads per minute. So, good job.
Right.
So, download Firefox 3. Spreadfirefox.com is the place to go. Also, I figure we should mention this as it would be fair. Wouldn't be fair if we didn't. Opera 9.5 has been released, but you didn't hear much about this, did you?
Nobody cares, okay? Nobody cares. It's insignificant.
They say Opera continues to lead in performance. Opera 9.5 makes dramatic speed improvements to the email client RSS feeds in the browser itself, so you can spend more time getting things done online.
Nobody cares.
Safari is the fastest browser. I do have to say so after using all of them that I think
nobody
Safari
cares,
is the
nobody
fastest.
Nobody cares, nobody cares, nobody cares. Nobody cares, Shane. Nobody cares. Does anybody care? Nobody cares.
How's your Mac?
It's crap. What can I say? Next piece of tech news?
That's it. That's all I have this week.
That's all you have for tech news.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's nothing
slack
really
week
this
day,
week.
Slack week. Real
unless
slack
you,
week.
Unless you want to talk about like a supposed Yahoo thing, like how like Yahoo might.
I don't
be
want to talk about that.
Google.
Let's just get on with the rants. Do you want
exactly.
the first? Do you want the first or the second?
I want the last rant.
Okay, so I'll do the first two.
The
last
rant
is short. No, you could do the middle one and the last one.
Okay.
Then. Okay, I'll do the first one. Now, to clear things out, if you think I'm an angry, racist British kid, then leave.
I put this one in for you.
Onto the rant. And the terminology is, loyalist, moi, ultra-nationalist, people who flame. I know Americans will not want to admit this, but it has been said they make the overall player interaction, social activities in this game very upsetting and not wanting to get involved. In this, I only ask that anyone who is from an American IP cannot connect to a British theme world between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. This will not affect them as 9 p.m. GMT is 3 p.m. Eastern, so they'll be coming out of school. But between this time is where sadder people online attempt to ruin the game for honest players going about their daily business. Now I know I will be getting a severe amount of flames, but everyone entitled to an opinion, and as the player in-game, it is within forum rules, and I'm now targeting a certain player there on the majority. Finish, let the flames begin. American translation. Ugh, I can't talk. Fellow Americans, I believe we do not need to invade the British servers. Hayuk, I think it is immoral to go against these people's wishes and leave them a free country without our oppressive nature's pew-pew laser cannons. Therefore, I believe between hours 9 to 9 p.m. we will have a truce so we do not harass or bother these fellow soldiers. Thank you. That is all, men. Well, despite the fact this guy's from the same country as me, I think he's a complete jackass. because he's basically stereotyping the fact that all the idiots in the game are American. And while I'm saying there are idiots from every country. There may be more idiots from America than anywhere else, but there are still idiots that are British. And this is what this guy proves, because he's an idiot and he's from England. I don't agree with this at all. I think it's bullshit.
I wouldn't mind a themed world that only Canadians can go on, though.
No. No. Segregation, Shane, is segregation.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Does work. Next
sure
round.
Sure it does. Sure it does.
Sure it does.
I think
sure
that's a good idea.
Sure it does. It's a good idea. Sure it does. He sounds like Michael Jackson.
Your dad's going to come in one day and wonder what the heck you're doing.
Nah, he won't.
Okay. This one's something I like. What do you think when you hear people say farming? Most people think it's a very boring skill that takes forever to get a high level. When people raise their farming, it's because they love the skill. They should get a reward for it, right?
No, they
shouldn't.
Apparently
not. Rewards stop for the skill at level 85. Yes, level 85. A level 99 farmer gets no reward for getting it that high because he can still only do the same thing a level 85 farmer can do. Is that fair?
Nobody cares.
Is it fair that high-level farmers have millions of experience, more than level 85 ones, but they get absolutely no incentive for it? Life should always have an award, whether it's a job, school, or work. If you work for a long time, there should be an award. Now let's talk about the usefulness of the skill. Single most useful thing in farming is a spirit tree at level 83, which you can have one at a time. That teleports you to another spirit tree somewhere in RuneScape. Now, I realize some people might find Torstal, the herb you can get at level 85 farming, to be useful, but be honest. Who will honestly use it? Around 1 in 50 has ever had the possession of one. Heck, people don't even know what it is. So I asked Jagex, why do you neglect farming? Why? The most frequent update you made to farming was Vinesweeper. To be honest, it's horrible for experience and rewards. Farming is one of the skills that is not finished. By finished, I mean a reward when you get level 99. And no, a skill cape is not a reward. Serious Jagex, you have 19 finished skills. Why not add another? And please make it farming, because to be honest, we get no reward for getting a higher level. Nothing to blow our socks off are truly awesome. So please take this into consideration. I support this.
Oh, never. You support this. That's a real surprise, Shane. I never saw that coming. No, plenty of skills that need updating, and I wouldn't say farming's top of the list.
This is like what we were talking about before in the poll.
Yep. Nope, farming does not need an update.
Yes, it does.
Stupid whiners, no, you're just supporting it because you love farming.
He has some suggestions, too, that are good. Less chance of a crop dying, bigger harvest per seed, let us have more than one spirit tree, more accessible crops at a higher level, like rice, beans, and so forth. A new quest
chicken,
that'll give
rice, and peas.
That'll give many farming rewards, like crops, from a quest. A right-click option to chop down the trees, and when a plant has water, change it to a different name. And plus, why not allow us get seeds randomly as you harvest crops? Doesn't that make sense?
No, horrible ideas.
Why not?
Farming should be the last skill to be updated.
Oh, can you just look at this for an objective eye, just for me?
No, well, some of his suggestions are okay, but I don't believe farming is in dire need of an update, so I'm not supportive of this rant.
So what skill is in dire need?
Anything but farming, basically.
So we can update herb lore?
Anything but any skill you like.
Okay. So we can update mining?
Yeah, sure, update mining.
Okay, next rant. I'm going to get straight to the point without all these little stories and scenarios. When you achieve level 99 of skill, you deserve the skill cape. Why? Because it takes months for some. Months, let alone all the money that is put into them. After achieving, let's say, 99 herb lore, you want to get the skill cape. After spending 120 more mil, give or take 50 mil on herb lore, you have to pay another 99k. What? Think about it. You have to pay for something that you have completely earned. After months of work and millions spent, why I asked you, Jagex? Why? Have we not earned the skill cape already? Are you making it so tough to complete? I do not think it is right. What do you think? $99k for a skill cape, is that too much?
Not really.
I know, it's not that bad.
No, it's not a great amount of money, so no, I don't see why this guy's a problem.
I was actually reading the topic, and he said he doesn't have a problem with paying it. It's just the idea behind it that you have to pay for something that you've already earned.
Sounds like a load of rubbish.
Yeah, it does, because actually he's complaining about his paying about it, but he's not, so I don't know. Anyways, that's Rads. On to other things, I guess.
On to other things, yeah.
You're going away for 2 weeks.
Woo, 2 weeks.
On a boat.
Yep, leaving on a jet plane.
In the south of France. So if you're in the south of France and you're looking at a boat, check if Brad's on it.
Yeah. And if you see me, please stay the hell away.
Also, if we have any listeners in France, send us a PM. That would be interesting to know. If you're in France and you're listening. Stay tuned, because this weekend we'll be posting the monthly event topic, so be sure to watch out for that. It's going to be an interesting month. So, also on the same topic events, we got the Armadale God Wars event this weekend. Going back there for the God Wars week in the rotation, so check out the forum topic about that. Please get kill count before the event. I have to underscore that. Brad, the way it works is you have to get 40 kills before you can go in to fight the boss, so that can take some time, so that's why we say do it before, you know?
Yeah, I am aware of that.
Yeah. You can also go to informer.rsbnb.com and check out the latest Informer articles, two of them this week, seeing as there's no update. We've got What If Apple Made the Xbox 360, written by yours truly. Take a read through that. And the Combat Triangle. Is it Square? From Jason MRC. So informer.rsbnb.com for both of those articles. They're good articles, so take a read. What do you think about those? Rad?
Yeah, good articles, yeah.
So you like my one about the Apple-made Xbox 360?
No, I feel that article was full of flaws.
How so?
Because if Apple made the Xbox 360, then GTA 4 would be, you know, about a European immigrant who has to take over Liberty City by, you know, filling out spreadsheets and doing presentations. And
Mac can do more than that.
Do more than that? Can it do more than that, Shane? Can it
yes,
do
it
more
can.
Than that?
So,
can it? Really? Can it, Shane?
Informer.rsbnb.com. What have you been up to besides taking over Liberty City with spreadsheets?
Not really much, just preparing for my holiday.
What are you taking with you?
Stuff.
Any clothes?
Oh no, I'm going to be naked.
Okay, so that's what you've been doing. Any other game stuff or site stuff that you want to talk about?
No, not really.
Okay. As for me, I've been doing my herb lore, making progress on that. Should be getting 95 tonight. Working on RuneWire and planning out a modification to some goal sigs, so that should be fun. That's what I've been up to. I'm not sure if there's anything else. Anything?
Nope, nothing.
Okay, I think we're done then. It's been RSBNB Update 157. I'll be back next week with a guest and the week after, and then Brad will be back 2 weeks from now. And then
so you don't need to listen for the next 2 weeks. It'll just be boring.
Yes, you do, actually. Then we got... Yeah, so 2 weeks without Brad, and then Brad's back, and I'm going away in the middle of July, but we've got a way where
he'll still be doing the show while he's on holiday.
Yeah.
So don't worry. Don't get their hopes up, Shane, about the possibility of an amazing show like it was last year with me and Mike. Don't get their hopes up.
You guys are welcome to do that.
That's not fair, Shane, if you play with their emotions like that, man. It's just not on.
Okay, with that said, I have to say RSBNB Update 157 is done.
Yeah, see you next weekend. Thursday weekend, well, I won't see you next weekend, so I don't know why I'm saying that. I don't know what I'm saying. It's very incoherent. It's all very incoherent.
See you next week, everyone.